Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for January 17th, 2025. So today's topic, we're just going to try to figure out, are these low rates, that, well, I won't say low, they're in the 7% range still, are they going to get to 6? Well, basically this way, are rates going to continue to drop? And if they are, why would they? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So without further ado, let's get over to these things. That's why you're here. So mortgage rates eased a little bit yesterday. Will that trend continue today? I don't think so. So I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth because I'm going to show you how dramatic mortgage rates have changed just this week alone based on inflation data and the jobs report. So let's get over to the details to figure this out. Right here, here's what we have. Let's just take this as a snapshot of the week. Okay, just to summarize the week, we're looking at the inflation numbers. So on Tuesday, we got producer inflation. It was previously at 0.4, up 0.4. It came in at 0.2, half of what was expected. Wednesday, we got consumer inflation, and what the Federal Reserve is most concerned with is the core. So when you look at core month over month, last reading was 0.3, supposed to come in at 0.3, came in at 0.2. Then when you look at core year over year, it was much less as well. So it's not on the chart right through here. Then yesterday, we had retail sales come in. We had initial jobless claims, which was kind of right on point. But the biggest thing we had was we had Fed officials talking yesterday, and they actually mentioned, well, if a lot of these things stay in line, where the employment stays steady and the inflation numbers keep continuing to come down like they expect, they expect maybe multiple rate cuts in 2025. So that's what we're going to look at here briefly. So right through here, we had some breaking news come in. Let's let Rick Santelli tell us about home starts, because here's what's happening right now. Hopefully you can't see the names. I have a whole list. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people that are looking for pre-qualifications today. Okay, so the demand's there. So now are rates going to stay in the range that we need them to, or at least continue to drop? So let's get Rick Santelli's take on this. He's going to talk about housing starts and mortgage rates. So right now the demand's picking up. We know supply is picking up, and a lot of people are telling you there's way too much supply, but I beg to differ there. So let's get Rick's take on this, and then when he comes back, I'll show you the CME FedWatch tool. It spiked up just a little bit, and we'll see the market reactions to all this news that we got so far today. So Rick, take it away for me, buddy.
Rick Santelli standing by at the CME in Chicago with some breaking, I hope it's not too broken, Rick, the numbers please.
Yes. Well, look at stocks. They're giving you the clue. Pre-opening equities are flying. Interest rates are moving lower, but not directly affected by this number. Housing starts for December, just a whisker under 1.5 million, 1,499,000. And what's unique about this, even with last month's revision, 1,289,000 moving up to 1,294,000, these are all seasonally adjusted annualized units, is that we've gone from the weakest level last month to June of 2020, last month, even with the revision, to today's number, which is the best since February of 24. So a real switch. And the much of the weakness, as Diane Olick has been pointing out, was in multifamily. But don't count out multifamily. What's the news this week? Even though interest rates have gone down, and we will see mortgage rates catch up to that, previous to that, if you looked at the Mortgage Bankers survey this week, 30-year top 7%. Well, with high interest rates in housing, and even with this move in treasuries, they'll probably remain high, it's going to keep multifamilies in a positive light because, you know, it's more affordable. Now, on the permit side, this is a December preliminary number. It will change. 1,483,000. It's been hovering right under 1.5 million permits, seem much less affected by some of the recent dynamics on the start side. If we look at interest rates, here's something interesting. A 4.22 two-year is only down 1 on the session, down 16 on the week. If you look at a 4.57 10-year, it's down 4 on the session, down 19 basis points on the week. A 30-year at 4.80, down 6 on the session, down 15 basis points on the week. These are large moves. A 10-year from an intraday perspective, Joe, is at the lowest yield right now since the 3rd of January. Two-year note yields, of course, are making new passes at low yields for all of 2025, which I understand isn't that old, really. And maybe the other thing that you want to pay attention to, momentum building. This is the fourth consecutive session, a 10-year and 30-year trading below the previous day's low yields. That's important. Now, I wouldn't try to necessarily tie all this to great news on inflation. I think it's more about positioning. And why do I bring that up? Because long end rates went wild. Now they're going wild a bit in the other direction. but it doesn't mean the Fed's going to go wild easing because of the move we've seen post-PPI and post-CPI. Back to you.
Awesome report. So he gives a lot of like abbreviation numbers and things like that. What he's usually talking about is the bond market. Let's get over to there was something interesting I wanted to show you guys. Where did it go? Well, let's go over to the CME FedWatch tool and let's see what reaction this has to the Federal Reserve coming out yesterday and actually saying we might have multiple cuts in 2025 if the data still comes in as we're seeing right now. So in 12 days, 12 days from now, the Federal Reserve will be meeting. What's the chance they'll do something now with their interest rate, the federal funds rate they control? 99% chance, 99.5% chance they're going to do what? Nothing. They're going to hold rates exactly where they are. Let's see if the aggregates have changed at all. So now we have a 99% chance they're going to stay right where they are. A 71%, this is up from, I think, 67 yesterday. So it doesn't look like the Federal Reserve is going to move anytime soon, but the 10-year bond is acting really nice right now. So let's get over to the chart. Here's what I wanted to show you guys. Here's the mortgage-backed security chart that we follow. This is actually a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. So if you follow my channel every day, you understand what this is, but there's a lot of people that don't understand how bonds work. So this is how your mortgage rate is created. This bond right here creates the yield or the interest rate. Okay, then what happens is there's government adjustments to the rate, and then there's bank profit margins. So the biggest component of your mortgage rate's right here. Okay, so here's what the bond has done over the last 5 days. Today, we're down five ticks. I'm most likely going to lock everybody we have in that's closing in the next week or two because of this, because here's the rally we saw. Here's where rates were, flat, and then all of a sudden, we had that huge spike just the other day, and then the market's been up and away since then. So again, as this market goes up, interest rates are coming down. That's how you have to look at it. There's an inverse relationship with this. So good news on that front. I don't think that we're going to give any of these gains back, but you never know what the weekend's going to do. So my recommendation, if you're closing, you know, in the next week or two, lock in at these rates. Look at it this way. This thing ran up. This is like a stock. Take your profits when you can. A lot of times what happens, if you watch people who really study graphs, there's a gap here. And a lot of times they're like, you got to watch to see if the bond market re-gaps here, meaning at some point the market could go all the way down to here, and we know that that's probably about 3/8 or 0.5% gain in mortgage rates. So we don't want the market to give back, so we want this to continually stay, but we don't control any of this. So I'm looking to lock in my borrowers that are closing in the next 2 weeks. We'll challenge next week's challenges when we get there. How the equity markets are faring right now, they're killing it. There's Dan again, Dan Kwok. Check out their channel, the Kwok Brothers on YouTube. But if you go across here, we got the Dow Jones up 1%. S&P up 1%, NASDAQ up 1.5%, the Russell up 0.5%, VIX coming down right in the 15 range. That is fantastic news on the stability in Wall Street. Cryptocurrencies, 105,000. You got to be kidding me. Cryptocurrencies is killing it right now. Let's go to oil. Oil is also on the retreat. So it is a Cinderella story so far today in the markets. So if you're looking to buy a house and you're closing in the next week or two, I'd suggest you lock in. Any further out than that, please check in with me next week on my rate update to let you guys know what's going on. But if you're out there trying to navigate this environment, here's some suggestions I have you do. You need a lender that you can work with, and you know that they have your programs, and you know they know what they're doing. Why not choose me? Okay, here's who I am. I work at ServBank. Okay, ServBank's the number 10 largest mortgage servicer in the whole country. The cool thing about that is being you know, working at ServBank, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the best benefit for you guys. We're also a mortgage broker set up with over 30 different lenders. So my slogan for 2025 is this: one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, I'm not saying this to be rude. If you're out there and you want to take on that challenge yourself, please leave me out of the equation. I don't want to work with clients that are working with 5, 6, 7 other lenders at this time. My time is as valuable as you guys, and I'd love to work with those that are really navigating this market and need my assistance. My rates are very competitive because we're on the broker side, so my rates are right in line with everybody else. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you want to find out a little bit more about me and my team, just go to therateupdate.com. Here's our information. And we're as transparent as we can. How and why? Well, go to the rate update. And here's, if you want to get the application started, click right here. But I don't want you to. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to schedule a consultation with me, Alan, or David. Or I want you to call in because you need to vet us. You need to know who we are. Can we help you? Is there a good match there? If not, you know, go ahead and move to another lender. But I'm seeking those out there that really need our professional help and not looking to get, you know, if you're looking for the best rate in the whole country, please, you know, and you want to work with that, please contact as many lenders as you can. What we're looking for is somebody wants to put together a team, a dream team, when they're looking to buy, when you're looking to buy your first house. So reach out to us. If you want to call me or call in, you can do that as well. Here, if you go down to the bottom of the website, here's our 800 number, as well as my email address. So I ask people to do this. If you want to ask me a question, please email me. If you're just leaving a comment, you can leave that down below in the description, but don't leave any questions down there. I usually don't go down there because half the information down there, they're calling me names or something like that. So if you really need my help, either give us a call or give me an email. And if you want to put in your phone number, I'd be more than happy to call you back to answer any questions that you have. So thanks so much for watching, guys. I will be back later this afternoon with the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. So thanks for watching, folks. I'll be back later this afternoon. God bless. Be safe. See you in a bit. Bye-bye.